After 2010's Schultz fire, Flagstaff voters overwhelmingly approved $10 million for the project. Officials say if a similar fire were to start in the Dry Lake Hills or on Mormon Mountain, the floods that could result would taint Flagstaff's water supply. Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors says the plan is crucial.
Every city has the responsibility to protect itself from a potential natural disaster. Maybe that's an earthquake, maybe it's a hurricane, but in Flagstaff, it's forest fire.
City and Coconino County officials collaborated with the U.S. Forest Service on the project. Laura Jo West is the supervisor of the Coconino National Forest.
All of the years of fire suppression on our national forests and across the country, actually, have resulted in conditions in the landscape that are just out of whack. It's a monumental decision to move forward with these projects that are going to restore the health of the watersheds.
To date, more than 1,500 acres of forest land have been treated as part of the Watershed Protection Project. Now that it's finalized, 8,000 more acres are now on tap. The project will combine cable logging with hand thinning done by contracted crews. Forest managers estimate the bulk of the work will take another 4 years. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heintjes in Flagstaff.